You're listening to the weekly Bible lesson from Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. For more information, please visit www.plainfieldcs.com. Subject: God. Golden text, Genesis. Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. Responsive reading. Psalms. Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lesson Sermon. The Bible. Psalms. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our strength. Proverbs. My son, keep thy father's commandment. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. Jeremiah. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places, that I shall not see him? Saith the Lord, do not I fill heaven and earth? Saith the Lord. Jonah. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him, and said unto him, What meanest thou, sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. If so be that God will think upon us that we perish not. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea wrought, and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea. So they took up Jonah, and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from her raging. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. And he said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice. When my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thine holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. And the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah arose and went unto Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. So the people of Nineveh believed God, and God saw their works, that they turned from their evil way. Psalms. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. For this God is our God, forever and ever. John. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself, thy record is not true. Jesus answered and said unto them, Though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true, for I know whence I came. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And he spake these words. Many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Romans. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Science and health. God, the great I Am, the all-knowing, all-seeing, all-acting, all-wise, all-loving, and eternal. God is individual, incorporeal. He is divine principle, love, the universal cause, the only creator, and there is no other self-existence. He is all-inclusive and is reflected by all that is real and eternal, and by nothing else. He fills all space, and it is impossible to conceive of such omnipresence and individuality except as infinite spirit or mind. To grasp the reality and order of being in its science, you must begin by reckoning God as a divine principle of all that really is. Divine metaphysics, as revealed to spiritual understanding, shows clearly that all is mind, and that mind is God, omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience. That is all power, all presence, all science. The scriptures say, in him we live and move and have our being. Mind, supreme over all its formations and governing them all, is a central sun of its own systems of ideas, the life and light of all its own vast creation. And man is tributary to divine mind. Nearness, not distance, lends enchantment to this view. The sinful misconception of life is something less than God, having no truth to support it, falls back upon itself. In divine science, the material man is shut out from the presence of God. The five corporeal senses cannot take cognizance of spirit. They cannot come into his presence and must dwell in dreamland until mortals arrive at the understanding that material life, with all its sin, sickness and death, is an illusion against which divine science is engaged in a warfare of extermination. The great verities of existence are never excluded by falsity. People go into ecstasies over the sense of a corporeal Jehovah, though with scarcely a spark of love in their hearts. Yet God is love, and without love God's immortality cannot appear. Mortals try to believe without understanding truth. Yet God is truth. Mortals claim that death is inevitable, but man's eternal principle is ever-present life. Mortals believe in a finite personal God, while God is infinite love, which must be unlimited. Our theories are based on finite premises which cannot penetrate beyond matter. A personal sense of God and of man's capabilities necessarily limits faith and hinders spiritual understanding. It divides faith and understanding between matter and spirit, the finite and the infinite, and so turns away from the intelligent and divine healing principle to the inanimate drug. The everlasting I Am is not bounded nor compressed within the narrow limits of physical humanity, nor can he be understood aright through mortal concepts. The precise form of God must be of small importance in comparison with the sublime question, what is infinite mind or divine love? Who is it that demands our obedience? He who, in the language of Scripture, doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. And none can stay his hand, or say unto him, what doest thou? No form nor physical combination is adequate to represent infinite love. A finite and material sense of God leads to formalism and narrowness. It chills the spirit of Christianity. A limitless mind cannot proceed from physical limitations. Finiteness cannot present the idea or the vastness of infinity. A mind originating from a finite and material source must be limited and finite. If mind is within and without all things, then all is mind, and this definition is scientific. We lose the highest signification of omnipotence when, after admitting that God or good is omnipresent and has all power, we still believe there is another power named evil. This belief that there is more than one mind is as pernicious to divine theology as our ancient mythology and pagan idolatry. With one father, even God, the whole family of man would be brethren, and with one mind and that God or good, the brotherhood of man would consist of love and truth, and of unity of principle and spiritual power, which constitute divine science. Paganism and agnosticism may define deity as the great unknowable, but Christian science brings God much nearer to man and makes him better known as the all-in-all, forever near. Spiritual man is the image or idea of God, an idea which cannot be lost nor separated from its divine principle. When the evidence before the material senses yielded to spiritual sense, the apostle declared that nothing could alienate him from from good, from the sweet sense and presence of life and truth. It is ignorance and false belief based on a material sense of things, which hides spiritual beauty and goodness. Understanding this, Paul said, neither death nor life, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. This is a doctrine of Christian Science, that divine love cannot be deprived of its manifestation or object. The facts of divine science should be admitted, although the evidence as to these facts is not supported by evil, by matter, or by material sense, because the evidence that God and man coexist is fully sustained by spiritual sense. Man is and forever has been God's reflection. God is infinite, therefore ever present, and there's no other power nor presence. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the consciousness of love forever. You've been listening to the weekly Bible lesson from Plainfield Christian Science Church, Independent, in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the United States of America. For more information, please visit www.plainfieldcs.com. Thank you, and goodbye.